I'm going to read 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 1. Simon Peter, and a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. All right, we're talking on the idea of understanding our divinity, and we're in a section here called Kingdom Mentality. Excuse me, Kingdom Mentality. Now, we talked about this idea of righteousness, and that faith comes by hearing, but faith is established by righteousness. A lot of times what's happening is people are trying to work up a certain level of faith, and it doesn't happen. They miss it. Things don't take place. And it's not that their faith was the problem. It was that their sense of righteousness was not there.